Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
Bonus!
It's a bonus live episode from the Off Menu Live Tour 2023, recorded on the 21st of October 2023 at the SEC Armadillo in Glasgow.
Crunchy on the outside, smooth on the inside.
And if you're listening to this and that comes out, it's the day before my birthday.
Happy birthday, Ed.
Our special guest at this show was the brilliant Ian Sterling.
Now, some callbacks to the first half won't make sense to you.
No.
That's fair enough. We had a lovely evening with Ian Sterling. Loads
we
of
did.
Nice chats to him backstage. Afterwards, went for a lovely drink in the hotel bar with Ian. He was a brilliant guest, as people are about to hear. But I just can't believe every single fucking episode we got to say, some callbacks might not make sense. You
they get it now. I'm not doing that for the
you're
next one.
You're all smart enough.
Yeah, you're all smart enough.
You know
that. Secret ingredient as picked in the first half by our audience was pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice and all things nice. That's what Ian Sterling's made of.
This is the Off-Menu live in Glasgow of Ian Sterling. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the mints of humour. The tatties of conversation. Removing the corned beef of evil. And putting it into the big pot of the internet. That's right, it's a Stovey pod, baby!
Woo! That is Ed Gamble. My name is James A. Cassar. Together we own a dream restaurant. And every single week we invite in the guests and ask them their favourite ever. Starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Ian Sterling! Very excited to finally have Ian on the podcast. He's a good pal of ours, a wonderful comedian. We are going to welcome him to the Dream Restaurant. We already know the secret ingredient, which if he says it, he will be kicked out. And by the sounds of the man who suggested the secret ingredient, he will also be killed. So, without further ado, this is the off-menu of Ian Sterling! Pop
yes.
yourself down. James, what are you doing?
Yep, sorry.
Thank you. Ian, it is your prerogative as the guest. If you wish to stand up and rub the lamp, that is up to you. Would you like to rub the lamp to release the genie?
I would love to rub a lamp.
Okay. You can go over there and rub it. Absolutely.
Okay.
We could do it in our imaginations. I don't mind, really. Let's rub that lamp. Yes, rub the...
It's happening. It's happening.
Welcome, Ian Sterling, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Hello.
Welcome, Ian. Pop yourself down. Thank you for... I mean, that prop, I'd imagine a lot of man hours into making that, and you wanked it off. You wanked...
I robbed that up a treat.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's a nice technique,
the first
Ian.
Time the genie's ever been...
Hang on a minute.
What the fuck is
this?
We're making you feel at home, brother.
You were so worried about coming across as English, and you're on stage with Iron Brew Sugar Free.
Which we bought in your country. I'll have you know it's available, and I'll have you know I have a chronological disease.
Yeah, it's called English Bastard.
And I'll have you know that for 5 years I didn't drink regular Iron Brew. And then I started drinking sugar-free Iron Brew, and let me tell you, now it tastes like normal Iron Brew.
You're going to drink it, though, aren't you?
Just like Mama used to make with secret recipe since 1901.
Well, it's just... It's even the new stuff, you know about old recipe, new recipe.
No.
What? Basically, in Scotland, we're all pro-European, apart from rules on the amount of sugar you can have in a drink. That's the only time we get a little bit Brexit.
Right.
You ever had an Iron Brew bar?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah.
I lost my first tooth in a wham bar.
Did you actually?
Yeah, that won't surprise anyone.
An Iron Brew bar would kick the fucking shit out of a wham bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got them both free on the front cover of the Beano. Yeah.
Do you remember back in the day when you used to get wham bars in a magazine for children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, that was like this, because that was the sort of time when I was a kid, like when I was doing sport, my parents, instead of giving me water, would just give me Sunny Delight.
Yeah. I wanted Sunny Delight so bad for so long. I remember seeing the advert and being like begging my parents for Sunny Delight because it looked so great and radioactive. And every time we're in Sainsbury's.
Orange, please. Ironically.
Yeah. Please, please let me get Sunny Delight. And they were always like, you're never drinking that. So as soon as I was old enough to buy my own juice.
Yeah.
I got a Sunny Delight and I drank the whole thing.
Yeah, and it is no surprise you turned out the way you did. You running on stage tonight was exactly what a Sunny Delight kid looked like.
Yeah, that's I'm full of Sunny Delight when I come out on stage and I'm proud of it.
Oh, can you still get it?
Sunny Delight.
Does it exist?
Yeah.
But it's new recipe Sunny Delight.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. EU bullshit.
Yeah, it's not as delightful anymore.
Sunny all right.
All right.
Thank you.
Come on, that was good shit.
I love Sunny all right, that's funny. So this isn't it, so look, to me this tastes delicious.
Yes.
It's fine, isn't it? It's sort of like fine.
It's got a strong man lifting up the brew.
Iron Brew Man could beat the shit out of any other food or drink mascot, don't you reckon?
What? Scott, the oats guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That almost sounded thirsty, the way you cheered there.
Yeah.
He is sexy, though.
Yeah.
That's how you get pregnant in Scotland. The man dresses up as the oats guy.
We're talking about the Quaker oats guy, right?
Yeah, who else would we be talking about?
Quakers fuck, man. Quakers fuck.
Quakers well, fuck nothing else silently. To do. You never know. Yeah. They're fucking. They're so quiet.
Quakers, man.
Quakers fuck quiet, man. I'd imagine this is what...
Sorry. Just every time James says anything, I find it funny because it's funny, and two, I'm like, there's every chance next tour that's on a T-shirt.
Yeah, you never know. These things escalate.
Yeah. I feel like this is our version of what we think the Joe Rogan podcast is like. Just going like, Quakers fuck quiet, man.
You ever see a Quaker fucking quietly?
They do, man. Pull that up, Jamie. Quakers fuck quiet.
Pull it up. That's a Quaker fucking... We probably won't get away with fucking showing this shit.
The Quakers are trying to silence us, ironically.
It's a good Joe Rogan.
I can do all right accents, actually.
I'll do good answers. Do you like porridge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you have in your porridge?
Salt. Salt. More salt than porridge, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just hang out with that guy. He's a salty motherfucker right there. He probably puts the olives and the anchovies in there, gobbles it down.
Oh, the pizza guy.
Ian's, when Ian gets back to Scotland, he goes proper Scottish. So now he's saying he has salt. As soon as he gets back to London, it'll be almond butter and goji berries, won't it, Ian?
No.
This is how Ian Sterling talks in London. He says, how do you do?
How fucking dare you?
Why not? Ian,
Ian, do you want to do the off-menu podcast?
You sound like you swallowed a guitar. No, I'm very Scottish all the time.
Okay.
Not true. We said, Ian, do you want to do the off-menu podcast? And he's like, I'll let you know later, chaps. Toodle pip.
I'd like to do the Royal Albert Hall gigs because, of course, it was named after Albert, who was the husband of Queen Victoria. Long live the Queen.
Is what you said.
I mean, technically, it's nearer to my house, so I've not really got a fucking leg to stand on.
Are you a foodie in general, Ian?
I think so, yeah. I wasn't growing up, but then I've slowly come around to it.
Food. You like food now?
Food, I don't know, but when I grew up in Scotland, food was just always a hassle. Just like the thought of it, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Bet there's going to be vegetables in this. So when you eat out and you're like, oh, can I have this? And you're like, I bet you've put carrots in this, you prick. Or whatever it is. But now I've got a more refined palate.
So every time you ate out, you were suspicious that they put carrots in it?
Just vegetables or like, oh, it's got cream or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, though?
I think you're angry about other stuff.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms,
I'd say vegetables and cream are in very different groups. I'm not sure exactly what you don't like.
I don't know. Just stuff that wasn't the three things I liked, I suppose.
What were the three things?
Pasta. I had pasta sort of plain on its own when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I'd have a chippy.
A chippy.
With chippy sauce. What? Oh, yeah, sorry. You have, like, what is it? Salt and vinegar or heroin or whatever they have in Glasgow.
We'd like to apologise for our guest.
Ian, English people like us can't say that. Whoa. I'm sorry.
So, plain pasta.
Plain pasta.
Chippy.
Chippy with chippy sauce.
Chippy sauce.
What is chippy sauce? I still don't know.
No one knows.
How dare you?
It's
brown sauce and vinegar mixed together into sort of like a liquidy goodness.
It's a real room splitter. I love it.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
I love that noise. The and booze then, and the cheers mixing together. You would never think that's the same audience who gave us laser-printed poppadoms. Three geniuses on the front row and everyone else, oh, chippy sauce!
What was the third thing?
I like it. Keep the passion coming.
What was chips?
Plain pasta.
Chips.
Chips with chippy sauce.
Crisps. Probably.
To be fair, where the fuck are you going to hide a carrot in that?
I know. They do them all. They do carrot crisps now, probably.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, those are the vegetable crisps.
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah. The carrot, the beetroot ones, parsnip ones.
Yeah. You don't have those beetroot
Tyrells.
You don't have them.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Yeah,
the potpourri ones.
They're not potpourri.
He's got you there, though. They do look like potpourri.
I've been done. He absolutely got me. I mean, it does look like potpourri, I'll grant you. But, you know, you're talking to a man who once ate potpourri accidentally at the end of a Nepalese meal.
Correct.
The first time I ever went to a Japanese restaurant, my old flatmate had edamame in it, the whole thing.
Great.
And shit himself in the restaurant.
But would a whole edamame do that? I think he was going to shit himself anyway.
Oh, I think it was on his way, but yeah. I think the husks tipped him over the edge. Yeah. But a whole bowl of them. He couldn't work out why no one else was having the husks. He was wolfing them down.
So he didn't bring it up at any point. He didn't go, why is no one else having
the husks?
Yeah,
he said, stop sucking the salt off my husks. He was raging.
Eating the ones you threw away.
Yeah.
He's a good husk.
I
wish I was joking. And then he shit himself.
Sounds like he probably did a whole bunch of things that day.
Yeah.
That was similar to that.
Yeah.
He sounds like a real, carefree kind of guy.
Yeah, no, he's...
I bet he eats, the whole corn on the cob, an apple. the whole cob goes down, everything.
Yeah. Even the little skewers that they go in the side.
Yeah. Delicious. Uh-oh.
That's going to be
shit my pants again for the fifth time today.
Do you ever hear about that lady that used to... She got... They stopped the...
Hold on. Bear with him.
Wait.
Bear with him. Let him cook.
Do you know what happened then, genuinely? There's loads of people here, but I was just talking to you guys, and then I had that weird moment where I went, oh, I'm in front of humans.
Yeah.
So I was talking to you, and then I realised, oh, everyone's quite a bit of an anecdote, and there's people listening.
Quite insulting to say I was talking to you guys, and then I realised there were humans here.
You know what I mean?
None taken.
You're a genie, technically.
Yes, thank you very much for respecting that.
And you're a diabetic.
Yes, I am, correct.
So...
The magical, mythological creature, the diabetic.
We never seen them growing up in Scotland because the young didn't survive. We just, when you're born, you get given a can of iron bread. You survive it, you qualify.
All your teeth fall out and you have to survive on edamame husks.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
You said there was a woman. You said there was a woman.
What were we talking about? Well, we'd love to narrow it down here because you said there's a woman.
They stopped doing the serviettes to wash your hands in KFC.
Yeah.
And she thought it was a lemon flavouring for the chicken. She was like, they've stopped doing the lemon flavouring on the chicken because she was wiping the... You can Google that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Simultaneously unsophisticated and sophisticated at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, a lovely lemon dressing.
Yeah. Let me buff up this chicken with the lemon rag.
That's me doing it.
That's you doing it, is it?
Yeah. I'm getting into this now.
Yeah.
It's fun doing podcasts.
Yeah.
I didn't do one for ages.
Yeah.
15 years I've been doing stand-up.
Yeah.
I didn't have one for 14 years. And I'm married. Imagine being married and not having a podcast. What a waste.
I'm glad those two things were connected because for a bit I thought you were just listing everything about yourself.
I've never done a podcast.
For 15
I'm
years.
Married. I'm 6 foot two.
6 foot two? I didn't know
six
that.
Foot two. No, it's just like, you know what I mean? That's because it's content now, isn't it?
Yeah,
every time my wife, I forget to take the bins out, my wife kicks off. I go, hey, well, hang on. We'll talk about that.
On the podcast.
On my podcast.
Yes.
At Wembley, whatever.
We always start with still a sparkling water.
I'll have Sunny Delight, please.
Hey, if you want Sunny Delight, we will let you have
Sunny
Delight.
I think I'm all right. I don't know if you're allowed to do this, but I genuinely think I'm all right. I don't know if that's been done, but I'm all right for it.
You are allowed to do it.
We have let people do it.
Yeah, but...
I don't want to kill the mood.
No, you're not kill the mood at all, but you tell us why you're all right for water.
I don't drink it.
Right.
So it just sits there.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you ask for tap water and you feel the guy judging you. Even if you're in an expensive restaurant where you're spending loads of money, you still think they're judging you for being a cheapskate.
Yeah, sure.
And then you're not getting sparkling water because I'm not a king. I've got a mate called and I remember what I've never forgot it when we were at a stag do once when I was like 24 young marriage it's ended now obviously
I was going to ask how did it work out for the couple
they never won. Don't get
I
married
I imagine it's relevant to the story I'd like to know if it ended in divorce or not
I feel like if we just sat here in silence and watched you just tell us every single secret.
Yeah. You're a journalist's dream.
Yeah.
Ian was telling us earlier that he's got to do promo for his tour like we all do. And now we're having this interview with you. I think you should have a PR person in the room with you while you're doing the interview because literally All they have to do is ask you one question and sit back, and you'll have yourself cancelled in 5 minutes.
Now, I hate to break it to you, but after BBC Leeds 3 years ago, that is what happens.
Good stuff.
His name's... No, wait. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about his surname. Fuck!
Is this the groom?
That was the groom, yeah. He got married at 24 and he said he got married too young and everyone's presents were shite because they were skint. That's why you shouldn't get married when you're young. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is we're at the stag do and the couple next to us ordered sparkling water and then my friend said...
His name's changed?
No, this is another person
So is coming up, I guess.
Does something, yeah.
But there's you so far.
Yeah.
I'm at the table, right?
Well, it's a young stag do. Loads of people. That's the one benefit of getting married young is loads of people come to the stag do.
Right.
Yeah, you got loads of mates.
So we've got you. Who else have we got on the stag?
Was there?
Yeah. Was there, obviously. Fucking that. How old?
Yeah, well, mate.
He's 36 now. He works for. Actually, I can't say it. No, no way. No, can we actually take that out?
Yeah, sure.
Can we actually take that out?
Don't complete that sentence in your head.
Yeah.
That's worse.
We can take it out the recording, Ian, but you do know these people...
No, they're fine. They'll forget.
You know we don't have a Men in Black machine. Forget. We can't...
Oh, I wish so bad we had Men in Black machines.
So...
There's loads of other... Do you want me to go for everyone?
Yeah. Yes, let's see. In their name.
Yeah.
The only English one, but he's ginger, so it's allowed. So, right, final. He's self-employed now.
I bet.
Because he went on a stag do, but then he stayed in Marbella for a week after, and they sacked him.
Is this a different stag do, or the same one?
That was a different one.
Yeah. Different one.
That wasn't even mass.
So it wasn't this one.
I didn't even know that one. That was a friend of a friend.
Okay.
It's amazing that storytelling is essentially your career, Ian, because...
I'm more one-liner voiceover out of sight these days.
So let's come...
Right.
...sees that the couple...
It's not worth it. Long story short...
Trust me, this has been worth it.
Got annoyed that they'd ordered sparkling water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they said, what has annoyed you about that? And he went... Oh, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it, it just annoys me. And then that's when my friend said, yeah, I bet they go on holiday in Dubai. And...
So not worth it. Fucking brilliant.
So now every time I see someone drinking sparkling water, I think, oh, I bet you go on holiday in Dubai.
Also, I just love that we heard about so much other stuff. And the story you've chosen is probably the least interesting night out you and your friends have ever had.
We've had some mad ones, like...
Pop-ups or bread! Pop-ups or bread, Ian Sterling! Pop-ups or bread!
I wanted to go pop-a-doms because it feels like a more unique thing to do. Yeah, totally. But then, I want a nan. And I want a Kima Nan.
Yeah.
I want a big meaty boy.
Big meaty boy.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a Kima Nan on the podcast
Kima Nan.
Before, have we?
We definitely had Nan before. We must. I mean, I feel like we might have had a Kima Nan, but like, it's very exciting to hear one.
I love a Kima Nan, and I would have it. The Edinburgh-Glasgow debate will always rumble on, and we'll never know. We'll never know. We can't possibly get into it tonight.
Mm.
But, yeah. I mean,
someone just went, Glasgow's better.
But I would have the best Indian in the UK is in Glasgow. It's Mother India in Glasgow.
Mother India. That is very interesting because our tour manager Paul had Mother India before the show and said it was disappointing.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he's in there.
Bring him out.
He's right behind the curtain. Didn't like the chicken. He said the chicken wasn't very nice.
Well, maybe it doesn't deliver well. You know, there's loads of good restaurants that don't deliver well. We've never had Kima Nan before, by the way.
Never had it?
No, never had
Kima Nan. It's just the best. The Mother India Kima Nan. Oh.
Yeah.
It's sort of doner meat, but it's allowed. It's posh.
Yeah.
Why
it's
is that?
It's doner meat, but it's allowed.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You can't... Yeah, but I can't order doner meat in the day. I'd love to. People look at you, all judgy and that.
Yeah.
Whereas you can get a Kima Nan, ambassador...
Ha ha!
Like a key manans in a pyramid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go, I'll have a loaf of Hovis and some Donner meat. People look at you funny in the street.
Yeah, they would do.
But a key manan.
Yeah.
Ooh la la. Or so, whatever they say in India.
Yeah.
They say ooh la la. Yeah,
they say
ooh
la la in India. Yeah. Mamma mia, they say in India.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, yeah. It's very Mamma mia.
I don't think I've ever had a key manan.
What?
I always think I'm going to have meat, so I don't want another meat thing. I don't want meat on meat on meat.
Is this Ed Gamble talking? I'm sorry, what the fuck is going on?
But the naan bread is a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong. And now and again, sure, I'll have a Peshwari naan.
Oh.
Mamma mia.
No.
Oh, a bigger cheer for Peshwari than the keema.
Peshwari?
Yeah.
That's like a cake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cakes, the notoriously delicious things that everyone loves.
But with a spicy curry, especially like a tomato-based spicy curry and a Peshwari naan, you get the sweetness from the Peshwari. It cuts through the spice. It's a wonderful combination. You get...
Someone there. It's like you just summed their life up in one sentence. Yes!
But with a keema, what's that bringing? Especially if you've got like a lamb or chicken curry. I don't think the meat and a keema is necessarily bringing anything. But I will say, I've never had one, so I can't speak on the topic. Thank you, Ian.
Oh, this isn't the direction I thought. I thought it was just what's your favourite menu, not we'll ask you what you like and then tell you to go fuck yourself.
No. I said I've never had a keema naan and you reacted annoyed, so I was just letting you know why.
Do you know what? I forgot I did that, actually. Fair play. If anyone's seen me on anything, that happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I get carried away, I fly off the handle, I react and then I reflect on it and I think about that for the next 6 years.
Well, listen, I've never had a keema naan or a Peshwari naan.
What?
I have
genuine shock from down
what
here.
What are you doing?
Just profiterole tower.
I just have a cornetto.
Yeah, that's how we do it in the Acaster house. Well, I think that sounds lovely.
Yes. Do you want? So, if you want that at the start of the meal, do you want any sort of dips or anything with it to dip the keema naan in?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I like meat. I wouldn't. I'd have like maybe chicken pakora with it or something. Can you dip?
Wasn't quite the question I'd asked, Ian.
Can you dip it? I can dip it in.
You could. I mean, you could try and dip a keema naan in a chicken pakora. Sure. I'm not sure it's physically possible.
You can blend them up.
Do you want a blend? Do you want blended chicken pakora as a dip?
I've had worse than a night. Eh? I'll have a chicken pakora.
You want
salt blended?
Blended chicken pakora with your keema naan?
No, I've actually thought about this. You just threw me with that sauce. You never said the sauce was coming.
Oh, it's not a fucking difficult question, is it, mate? I'm asking if you want a dip.
I'll have chicken pakora. I'm in now. I just want chicken pakora with the keema naan.
Wow. I feel like I'm watching Clash of the Titans over here. You two are at each other's throats. It's a bloody sight.
I actually think blended chicken pakora sounds like it might be all right, you know?
You would do it? You would eat it?
I would eat that,
You would drink that down?
Yeah, I'd glug that.
I'd glug it right down.
Yeah. Now it's gone sexy.
Okay. Right, let's do your menu proper, Ian. Your dream starter.
I would have a cheesy truffle risotto. Yeah, from this...
Here we go, the judgment in the room.
Oh. It's from a restaurant called S. Patty in... Mallorca.
Look at me and tell me what you want. Don't worry about the audience. I can see
you
worried.
Don't worry about them, Ian.
See you worried.
This is right.
All the great Iron Brew chat just washing away all the credibility going. But look at me. You tell me about the restaurant in Mallorca and the cheesy truffle risotto.
What's from is I don't know why that got a laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be serious for a second.
You should be serious.
No, it's serious.
It's a restaurant in Mallorca that I like.
Yes.
Called S. Patty.
S. Patty?
S. Patty. It's in...
S. Patty.
S. Patty. E-S.
Yeah.
P-A-T-I.
Oh, S. Patty.
S. Patty, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
When was the first time you went to
my friend, Craig.
What, he went to S. Patty and ordered the risotto and accidentally ate the plate?
And then shit himself. yeah, it's a place, it's near where I used to record Love Island. And it does a five-course taster menu. And I booked it for me and my now wife, but then she was like a girlfriend or whatever you want to say. Yeah, thank you. Free people, big fans.
Big fans of love.
But I didn't know. I thought I didn't know what a taster menu was. So when we got there, you just get what you get.
Yeah.
And I'd booked it for me and Laura hadn't been going out long, and the first course was a watermelon gazpacho. Mm. So it was soup. It was soup, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was rank.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I'm so screwed here.
Yeah.
And then the second course came and it was this cheesy truffle risotto. And it's a mixture of one of the nicest things I've ever tasted, plus that massive relief of like, oh, I've not messed up this date with this amazing person. So I was sort of eating it and going, oh, this is so nice. And at the same time, being like, yes. And it was just so like creamy and lovely, and yeah, it's amazing. And that restaurant's amazing. It's like run by a South African couple who live in Spain, but also go to Germany in summers. I can't remember why they told me.
That man is on witness protection.
I like how anyone who encounters you has to be ready for their life story to be said on a podcast in front of an audience.
Well, he's a cool guy, Felix. He's a good guy.
Did Laura enjoy the watermelon gazpacho?
Yes, I think she liked that. Mm. I was too busy panicking to know.
So did you have to, if you were on the date and she was enjoying the watermelon gazpacho, did you have to act like you were, firstly, that you weren't surprised that it was cold?
Yeah.
And secondly, that you're enjoying it. So how did you make out that the first bite you had, you were like, oh, I knew that was going to be cold. Did you make a face?
Great question.
That's a really good point. I think I might have said that's cold. No, I think
he's
I said,
a keeper.
Is yours cold? That's what
that's
I said.
Absolutely the worst thing you could do.
Is yours cold? And she'd come all the way to Spain. We hadn't been going out that long.
Yeah.
Is yours cold? And she went, yeah, it's gazpacho. I didn't know what that meant.
But is this where Love Island's filmed? Or
yeah, it's really near. It's in this sort of like tiny little town nearby, and it's so small. They're sort of like they actually got asked to film a date, like one of the Love Island dates in there, and they said no, which made me like it even more. I was like, yes, rock and roll, and it's in this tiny little town, and it's really you should definitely go there if you're ever in the area.
Ed's been in the area before.
Oh, fuck off.
What were you doing there?
You filmed Love Island.
Oh, yeah, do you remember that guy? Curtis. Curtis Pritchard.
Yes.
And then you were in Hollyoaks for a bit.
And I was in Hollyoaks for a bit, wasn't
I?
It
was a big boost for you. Big career boost.
Everything that guy does is terrible. And So all that happened, like, oh, he looks like you or whatever.
He doesn't look like you. He literally is, like, you're identical. You look more like him than his brother that hangs around with him all the time. Yes.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your dream main course, Ian Sterling?
I'm going to go with... I've thought about this a lot, genuinely. More than you'd ever know.
Well.
And but I've every time I came back to it, a proper home-cooked spaghetti bolognese. You can't beat it. Wow. My mum, spag ball.
Yeah?
You know what you're getting, an offensive amount of pasta.
Oh, yeah, you like pasta. That's one of the three.
Yeah,
forgot that.
But it was plain when you were a kid. So
I know now it's got like whatever's in the bowl.
Wow, he doesn't.
You have really thought about this, haven't you?
Really? Although, yeah, no, I like that. And do you know when you get so much pasta and you sort of like tell people, "Oh, look, I've done too much. I'm not going to get through this."
Yeah.
And then as the meal goes on, you get to tell people, "I'm doing it."
Who are you telling? Who are you telling going on?
Everyone near you. Look, I'm eating all the pasta.
Yeah.
Laura's
got to be sitting there thinking, the signs were there with the gazpacho. This is my own fault.
Is yours hot? One of them looks like Ed Gamble. Yeah, and then I like the communal element of it. Everyone just...
I mean, that mime you did didn't look very fucking communally, and I'll be honest. It just like you eating from a big bowl.
Oh, it's every man for themselves when it comes.
While your family just sit there watching it happen.
My mum just sits on so proud. She cooks a really good spag bol. And then sometimes I quite like doing when you do a corn one. And yeah, but we don't. But the best of doing a corn one is when you don't tell anyone.
Yeah, keep it secret.
And halfway through you go. Yeah. Do you know that was corn?
Yeah.
And then everyone in the room goes, yeah, did you? Takes nothing like mince, of course.
Ian's hosting the new series of Punked. That's in the first episode.
It's a doozy.
Yeah.
it gets Tiny Temper with the corn.
I go to Tiny Temper. Hey, Tiny Temper, Ed Gamble's about to serve you real mint spaghetti bolognese. And then Curtis from Love Island walks out with some corn. Punked!
He is the corn version of me, actually.
He is.
That's what I'll start telling people.
Better for the environment in the long run.
Actually, that's where it falls apart.
Yes.
So, did your mum's spaghetti bolognese, what's different about it to anyone else's?
Despite
the fact it's loads, there's loads of it.
Well, there's like, she's just really good at it. I think she's been knowing that. But there's something about a family recipe where you just, there's something about your own family's cooking that it's just undeniably familiar.
Yes. I wonder where the word familiar comes from.
You're all laughing. Is that, you've no idea how it's hard doing this in front of 3,000 people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. It's really fun to fuck with you.
Does she have any little sort of like things that are just her own, any signature
twists? She puts, what's it called?
Mince.
No. Yes. Not soya sauce.
It looks like Parmesan.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
That's
nice.
In there.
Big old game of charades here.
Worcestershire sauce. Tin tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't think that's hers.
Passata.
But...
Huh? Chocolate. Chocolate!
You
she actually does do
shit.
That.
That guy is fucking trolling me, man.
But dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Like 90% cacao.
Well, if it was your mum's recipe up on the pointless board, I'd be a different man. I wouldn't need to do this podcast to be rolling in my billions. But one pointless.
My parents, they're not carrots. Carrots.
Yeah, not. I thought she said, what about parents?
Yes.
So they're like...
Sometimes, see, I've been up for all my front and early doors. A bit of celery might go in there sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I don't...
a boo. One solitaire boo.
It's the Holy Trinity, man. You've got to put celery and carrot and garlic.
I just
and
think
all of that
vegetables
onion.
Not as good as mint, so why are you putting it in a spag bol?
Because it's the base of flavour, Ian.
It's not what? Worst flavour?
You don't just do the best ingredient and then everything else can fuck off. Because then it's just mint. It's not spaghetti bolognese, then.
No, yeah,
what's the best rank all the ingredients? What's the best one? We're just having that.
Yeah. Avril, start from 15 and we'll go all the way up.
I'd love to hear Avril's top 15 spaghetti bolognese ingredients. Where's this deep-fried Mars bar? These people later put in some poppadoms in the interval.
Neither of you have had one, have you?
No.
I've never had a deep-fried Mars bar.
Snickers fries better. It holds its shape. Because of the nuts. Problem with a Mars bar is the caramel becomes like a weapon inside that.
Too hot?
So I'm from Edinburgh. I've seen many an American tourist get some molten caramel.
They've been taken down.
And
by
no it. One warns them. We see it coming. Oh, the deep-fried Mars bar. Like, yeah, cool. Good luck. Launch into that, you mug. My great-great-grand pappy's from Scotland. Yeah, cool. Have your molten Mars bar. Helena. See how you get on.
There's some...
Oh, it's stuck into my lip. Burns in. Burns.
I love this character
so much.
I
do, yeah. Oh. She gets higher and higher the more she gets burned.
Excuse me, where's the castle in Edinburgh?
hang on. Has she got all these bad burns and now she's still trying to find the castle?
No, she had a burn. She's had a burn. Now she's like, I've had so many deep-fried Mars bars.
This reminds me, have you heard of Robert Burns?
Robbie Burns. I want to rub the dog's nose. Can I go rub the dog's nose?
There's some chip shops in Scotland where you can take what you want to be deep fried and they'll do anything, right?
I mean, that's. Yeah. I think you can do that in any chip shop.
No, you can't, man. You can't go to Nick's Fish and Chips in Kettering and ask them to deep fry anything. If I went in there.
Are you sure? Have you walked in?
Oh, 100%. Look, I'm a local celeb. People love me there. But if I walked into Nick's Fish and Chips and said, can you deep fry this wedding cake for me?
That's what I love about being in Glasgow is you just said deep fry this wedding cake and anywhere else it would get a big laugh. I saw some people going, a gap in the market.
Not a bad idea.
I wish I hadn't got married at 22.
What would you deep fry? Which chocolate bar are you deep frying? Out of any chocolate bar?
Oh, it's a question for me. Thank you, Ed.
I'll move on to Ian. Don't worry. I'm giving him time.
I guess if I was to fry any chocolate bar... Oh, my God. Ask Ian first. This is really hard.
If you want, for structural integrity...
What?
I've seen them all fried.
What do you mean you've seen them all fried?
Pretty much I've seen them all fried.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? Hang on, when have you seen them all fried?
Well, like, you've been in Edinburgh long enough, you've seen enough people ordering, because like tourists do it, and then you think, oh, I'm not going to do that, it's for tourists, and then you get drunk and you've got a Twix in your hand, and you think, why not?
Can you demonstrate a tourist asking for a Twix?
Good evening to you.
Hang on.
Wait, so my voice broke. Hey, my great grandpappy visited these Fair Isles many moons ago. And he always wanted a nice piece of chips.
Piece of what?
Piece of chips.
Piece of chips with a deep fried Twix.
Yeah, yeah.
He was quirking out those ways. So can I please, young man, sir, have my Twix deep fried?
Very polite.
No pun intended. Mama. Happy boy.
So Twix for you.
Yep, one thing worse than a round, no round of applause is someone trying and 3,000 people going, absolutely not. No, that's
I
not
I think they just wanted to hear more from the character.
Not
to
today. Best for structural integrity, double-decker.
Yeah.
Honestly, okay. Once it's been fried, you bite into it, it's like nothing happens to it.
Oh, yes,
it's just
please.
In there like, and what?
I'm not sure that's it.
Order us one of them. Order us deep-fried double-decker. That's what I want. I don't want no deep-fried Mars bar.
See, the Mars bar's like inside, like... Phew.
Yeah. If that's going to scorch my mouth, that's not what my great-grandpappy died for. I'd rather have a deep-fried double-decker, please.
Double-decker Snickers, I think we'll all agree.
Cream egg?
Cream eggs, but again, I mean, that is a daredevil sport. I'd rather skydive than even
I love that, like, when you had gazpacho, you didn't know it was meant to be cold, but you are a connoisseur when it comes to deep-fried chocolate.
Throwing out terms like structural integrity.
Every single chocolate, throw any chocolate bar in. Well, you're playing with fire then. Huh?
Top 15
deep-fried chocolates for me and Sterling. This audience just heads up, they love top 15.
Yeah, they love top 15. It's from about 14 to 2, it's really going to feel like they don't love it. But they're with you.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to accept it or not.
Considering earlier on, I forgot the word for wet wipe. I think 15 chocolate bars is a stretch.
Yeah.
Well, egg would be 15. Worst.
Okay.
Oh, that's bottom.
Bounty, 14.
Okay, we're doing it.
And we're away.
You can't not do it now.
You can't go into 14 and then not finish it.
Well, Maltesers would be fun, but 13.
They would be fun.
They'd be fun.
But they're
gonna dissolve. It's one of those fun ideas. They would dissolve in the fat, wouldn't they, if you think about it?
Yeah.
You need a thick batter.
Yeah, it would just be more batter than anything else. The 13, yeah. 12, Milky Bar.
Yeah, yeah, that's too soft.
That's dust. You're not getting any of the...
Yeah, you're right. There's a lull, isn't there?
Yeah, but... I'm saying you've got to hold strong, because what they're actually doing is they are fascinated into silence.
They're fascinated. They're compiling their top 15s in their head. I've never been anywhere before where top 15s is even a thing.
Yeah.
Why not a top 10?
But in Glasgow, they're obsessed with top 15s, not top 5s or top 10s like most people.
Top 15s.
It's got to be top 15s.
Yeah.
Top 15s. Where am I?
You've done 4. You've
12.
Done
11, dairy milk, 10, fruit and nut.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting, because you said the nuts...
has caused...
The nuts in Snickers help with structural integrity.
That's why it's above.
The fruit and nut, what's that at now? What number is that?
Fruit and nut's 10, above the dairy milk, because it's got no structural integrity. Fruit and nut's 10.
Yeah, but that's quite low down for something with nuts, which, as we know, provides structural integrity.
But well, then... we're nowhere near the nougat-based snacks, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
can I say as well...
We are, mate. What's a Milky Way?
We're commenting a lot on audience reaction, but I would happily have this conversation to silence and carry on, because it is so it's so up my street.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
So we're in the top 10 now.
We're in top.
Fruit,
we're in. Fruit,
we're,
and
in
fruit.
We're in. We're in. This is great.
So number 9.
Oh my
or
god!
Starbar, a dime bar.
A dime bar. That would be a soup once it was finished.
Fucking you! Look, man, you put your head in the dragon's mouth. You took your life into your own hands there. We can't do anything for you.
Would it take, do you think a dime bar would melt?
It would be a soup with just some caramelly croutons.
But that's rock hard in the middle. You're talking about structural integrity. That is like a fucking iron bar. That is incredible.
Iron brew bar, number 9.
That is not chocolate, Ian.
It's whatever you want. Well, it's not legal, is it? Oh. So it can be what you... 8. Chocolate orange, who said that? Right, we might have a spoiler for the top 5.
Chocolate orange?
Deep-fried chocolate orange.
Yeah.
Just eat like a... Viking.
Oh, so you're not going individual segments battered, you're doing the whole thing.
No, the whole thing. I'd dip my hand in like that. Fingers fried. Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it. I might lose a hand,
yeah,
but it's in the name of science.
Yeah. Good on you, man.
Your mate from the edamame beans eating a chocolate orange with the foil still on.
No, I've done it again.
So, where are we in the list?
7 now.
Seven now.
7, Starbar.
Starbar 7. That was Starbar.
That was suggested, but that was always going to be 7.
I like how, as we get closer to the top 5 and we're running out of things, you're shouting out more because you're so anxious that your favourites isn't going to be in the list.
Yeah.
Please!
6, Bounty.
Oh, I thought Bounty was...
Ian.
Bounty.
I think...
But
I think
the Celebrations
might...
Bounty. Which tastes better than Bounty.
Interesting.
Man, I've never been so glad to have done a top 15 in my life. This is controversial stuff.
This might genuinely be the most stressed on stage I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
5. Boost.
Boost. Boost number 5.
That should have been...
What is interesting about this top 15, and I've seen a lot of top 15... is you're running through the list as if you've got it pre-planned in your head.
But I've every got time the top
you say,
3.
Hang on. Every time you say a number, the first thing that someone else shouts, that's what you say. Number 5, boost, boost.
That's not true. Number 4. What he said. Oh, my God.
There should be a law passed that can only be said in a Scottish accent.
I got a boner when I heard that. That was incredible.
Absolutely. A curly-whirly boner at that. Amazing.
Yeah.
I've never heard that said in a Scottish accent before.
Never.
It was incredible.
Curly-whirly.
It was... The way he said it, I imagined his eyes literally rolling round in his head. It was
perfect.
Sounds like he just woke up.
Yeah.
And then went back.
You know what? There's a chocolate bar that I can't believe hasn't been said yet. And if it isn't said.
This is what. That's what I was hoping would be what? Brought up. The Kit Kat Chunky.
The Kit Kat Chunky.
Well, we've got. Spoiler alert.
Uh oh.
4.
Oh, here we go.
Now, is it a spoiler alert, Ian, or have you just remembered?
Curly Wurly. 3 Twix, 2 Snickers, 1 Kit Kat Chunky.
Whoa, what happened? What happened to the double decker?
No double decker. No double decker mentioned. No Mars. Mars didn't even make the top 15.
Yeah.
Double you said decker. We haven't even got to the Nougat base bars yet. None of them made it into the top 10.
The best one. You'd already named. Your best one before that. So I was like, well, at least he's got his number 1 locked in.
Yeah, chocolate orange never came up again either.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, spoiler for the top 5. Yeah. Shouldn't have thought so. Forgot about it. As soon as someone shouted out Curly Whirly.
I've never been made to feel a fool about a thing that's not known a thing that's not a thing.
Yeah. I can't believe... No, you're probably going to school me here. And we really should move on from deep-fried chocolate bars. But, and I hate to say, I'm going to sound like a novice. I'm sure you're going to think this is a ridiculous thing. But, Tunnock's caramel wafer not getting deep-fried?
Don't know if you fry it. It's just perfect as it is.
Well,
is it?
It's perfect. It's one of the best. It's the best chocolate bar in Britain.
I mean, you talk about structural integrity.
And I'm not saying that to pander. It's the best chocolate bar in Britain.
It's not a chocolate bar.
Huh?
It's surely not a chocolate bar.
What?
It's a biscuit.
I'm sorry. What? Who's this guy? Are we okay with this?
Sorry. Sorry. The Tunnett's caramel wafer is a biscuit.
Whoa, stop. What the fuck? Are you even from Glasgow? It's a chocolate bar.
A biscuit?
What the fuck?
Yeah, so look, biscuit, you can have it with like a cup of tea, a cup of coffee. You can have two or three at a time, like you can with a biscuit.
You've just described a chocolate bar, Ed.
It's in the biscuit aisle.
Well, aisle. Also, that's another thing with Scottish accent. Never has aisle had so many syllables in it in its entire life. Aisle.
It should not be in the biscuit aisle. I can't believe
aisle.
I'm going to campaign like people did against Jaffa Cakes. Make sure it gets...
What is it if they start hard and go soft? They're a cake. No, if they start hard and go soft, it's a biscuit. And if they start soft and go hard, it's a cake. The law decided that.
The law decided
that. Yeah, there was a big... there was a Jaffa Cake case, wasn't there? You know the Jaffa Cake case.
It's about tax, isn't it? It's about tax.
You pay more tax on... That's it, yeah. They baked a massive one.
Hang on, believe everything this audience say.
And actually...
You are aware that you haven't got these on an in-ear. We can hear them too.
This is like you're on Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway and they're telling you everything to say. They baked a massive one. Yeah, they baked a massive one. I don't know if you...
Like, look, you're talking to us like we haven't heard them every time.
Look, listen, as any... When you're a boy from Edinburgh, when you hear a Glaswegian accent, you do as you're told.
Jaffa Cakes would be good deep fried as well. We should move off this.
Dream side dish, because I've just looked at the clock. We're at an hour. We've got over half of it to go. We've got half left. This is this is mad. So that's the biggest sidetrack we've done all tour.
Yeah, that was... I regret doing that.
Oh, hey, we all regret it.
Side dish Ian.
Do you know what I keep doing as well? I keep trying to think which friends I've fully named.
Yeah.
To ask her to get it taken
out. You've not fully named anyone, but no. I feel like how many are they called?
Yeah.
More than you'd know, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dream side dish. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
Haggis bonbons.
Very popular on the audience's menus as well when we were reading through them. Haggis bonbons, very
basically
popular.
You want deep fried, you want haggis, but you want to come across as well to do.
Yeah. Bonbons. I've never heard of this.
Never the haggis bonbon?
Never heard of it.
My favourite is there's a place in Edinburgh called Angels with Bagpipes. Cool pub on the Royal Mail. It's part of the Witchery. It's like the pub bit of the Witchery, and they do good bonbons.
Can you name your top 15 places to get haggis bonbons? Yeah.
Probably more confident than I could do chocolate bars.
Tell us more about haggis bonbons.
Small, circular, lovely bits of haggis, fried, and then they normally come with a dipping sauce, normally a whiskey dipping sauce. In Edinburgh, we do chippy sauce with it. Hey!
We would have got him out. If we had gone with you, we could kick him out now and be out after at the right time. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, normally chippy sauce, and then you dip the little circular balls of goodness, and they're two bites of bonbon is the best size, and I think. Yeah. You normally get 3 to 4 bonbons a serving. Sometimes they put it on some leaves. If it's posh.
L-E-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put it on that, and then there's like little carrot, but it's like cut dead thin.
But you spot it, right? You can spot it.
I see it straight away. What's that doing here?
Like predator vision.
Yeah.
What's that cheeky little boy doing? Flick that away. Nudge it off.
Predator vision, as in the horror movie character. Ian's not one of the ones you need to worry about.
And I don't really know what else to say on that.
I love haggis, man. I came to haggis too late in life, I think.
When you have to describe it, that's the problem, haggis, but it's actually delicious. And actually, despite what this audience think, vegetarian haggis is a triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant. They just fear change.
Well, actually, earlier when someone said vegetarian haggis, everyone, it did not get the response we were all expecting. Yeah, no. Everyone was like, shut up, it's great. So,
really?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people throw the veggie haggis.
The first time I had haggis, you know when you buy it from like a supermarket in the plastic?
Yeah. Right,
and you steam it.
Do you know which one you got?
No, I don't know. But you steam it and then you put the knife in and it starts oozing out like a big pimple. Fuck me, that's satisfying.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The pressure that builds up in that fucker.
And also, the best way to cook it is in the microwave, which is dead quick. Like, the easiest way to cook it is, in my opinion, the best way to do it. Oh.
In the microwave,
a few minutes, boff.
How much do you ever get, because you live in London now, and you speak differently there, and you don't, like, you kind of denounce Scotland a lot. How often do you get to eat haggis in London?
I still have it a lot. Get it sent down. My mum sends me it sometimes. A care package.
Oh.
She does.
What else is in the care package? Just the big old shoebox full of spag bol.
Iron brew, tonics, tea cakes, which are great.
Yeah.
Deep fry those.
Oh, I love a tonics tea cake.
I love a tonics tea. Dark chocolate
ones are my favourites. Is that controversial? Said I prefer the dark chocolate tonics tea cake to the milk ones?
No, the dark chocolate ones are nice. The ones with jam we don't trust.
Oh, you don't like the jam one?
No.
That's fair enough.
That's a jammy dodger, isn't it?
It's a wagon wheel.
Wagon wheel, that's
what I'm looking for.
It's a chubby wagon wheel.
Yeah.
Chubby wagon wheel. That does sound like something someone in Glasgow, oh, you fucking chubby wagon wheel. What was that, you chubby wagon wheel? Say that to my face, you fucking chubby wagon wheel.
That's a great side.
I love it. Dream drink, Ian?
I'll go Guinness. Yeah, but from Dublin. My wife, there's a pub. There's a pub. Sir?
It's the same.
It's the same? What is?
Oh, no, my
Guinness,
God.
The Guinness everywhere is the same.
No. Dublin's much better. Do you know what? Ireland, because my wife's from Ireland, and like sometimes they say things like the butter's better in Ireland, and like Cadbury's chocolate's better in Ireland. It's wild. It's not. It's the same. But Guinness is so much better in Ireland.
It is.
It's like undeniably better.
Yeah. I used to be of that thought, and then I realised I think they're probably the same, and I'm just being a complete wanker.
No. No,
no,
man.
I think it's just,
it's thicker.
I'm sure
it's creamier.
I'm sure it used to be different because they know how to look after Guinness. They know how to look after the pipes and they know the right glasses to use. But I think that school of thought has transferred more over to like to the UK. So I think you can get good Guinness in the UK now.
Right. I think that's bollocks.
I think it's nice in the UK, but when I first had a pint of Guinness in Dublin, it was like my head was in a Mr. Whippy machine.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. It feels like your head's in a Mr. Whippy machine.
Yeah, you've always said that, haven't you?
I've said a lot of things today, if I'm being honest. And I only regret about 60%. I don't regret 60% of it. Yeah, no, I would go Dublin.
Lovely. A particular pub in Dublin?
Yeah, I like down... So, Bray, near Dublin. There's a few pubs down there I really like.
Do you split the G?
I've attempted it. It's impossible.
No, it's not.
Jesus Christ. Is that when you drink down to the...
Yeah.
Fuck me, man. I was at a wedding in Ireland, and a guy came up to me after the main ceremony, really nice bloke. Just like, hey, man, how's it going? Didn't say he knew who I was or anything. Just like, enjoying the wedding? Yeah, cool. Went into for the meal. He went, I want to get Guinness. Do you want a Guinness? So, yeah. Brought it back. He went, right, you got a drink down to there. I'm like, what? Well, you're a nice man. I mean, yeah, you got to drink down to there. You got to do it. If you can't do it, we'll just carry on until you can do it. All right. Tried to do it. I did it in two. I was quite pleased with myself. He wasn't happy. It's like and then he was getting more and more drunk. And then eventually he just went, why you ask people popper than bread? I thought, oh, shit, this guy's known who I am all along.
Yeah.
He's really got it in for me. He's furious.
Yeah.
These drunken million Guinnesses because he keeps trying to beat me at a competition I'm not playing.
splitting the G's a nightmare. Then you've got that sort of gambling thing where, like, then you think, this time.
This pint.
Sorry. I'm just laughing at how stupid to remember the name of the place is.
What's the name of the place?
It's called The Harbour Bar. But I forgot that.
Oh, there you go. So we need to put some suggestions up, and one of them was The Harbour Bar.
The Harbour Bar is... Oh, there you go. It's the best.
Very good.
It's an amazing pub.
Yeah?
It's an amazing pub. It's got live music, but on different types and different areas. It's like a mindfuck when you're drunk. Because you're in one gig, it's like live, rocky people, and then you walk into the next room, and there's like a guy with a fiddle, and you're like, what's happening? My life's falling apart.
And that's where you want to go?
Yeah. And the Guinness is just next level. Yeah. I once went with my father-in-law once, and we had like so many...
Let's have his full name and job. And anything that he's ever done to disgrace himself.
Yeah. I'll have a Guinness from Ireland, and it is better.
What do you want on the top?
Oh, you got to go with the four-leaf clover, right?
No, yeah. No. They fucking don't do that in Ireland. They get angry about that shit. No logo in the phone.
Ooh.
Is that a thing?
You just got rumbled, my friend.
No, I didn't get rubbed. You asked me.
That's surely the sort of thing
they do. I was just yes-anding.
Like,
I was playing along.
You said O'Neill's pubs do that and stuff. It's a bit...
I think it is quite hard to do it, though.
Yeah, I think it is quite hard.
Like getting a love heart in your coffee.
Well, this is the dream restaurant. You can have whatever you like in the foam.
I want nothing. Why are you pressuring me?
Well, it just seems a shame that you're ordering a Guinness in the dream restaurant and I can genie up anything in that foam for you and you're having nothing. I could write a whole Robert Burns poem in there for you.
Or I want Tia Mouse, then.
What?
Tia Mouse. Tia Mouse.
What the fuck?
I want Tia Mouse.
Yes.
Tiramisu?
He wants tiramisu in the top of his...
Oh, imagine a Guinness and the head is a tiramisu.
Oh, my God. We've just spotted another gap in the market.
Ed, speak fondly of me at my funeral, because I'm in heaven.
That's what I want at the top of my Guinness, the phrase, speak fondly of me at my funeral, because I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
good
lovely.
Good phrase.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of tiramisu, let's get on to your dream dessert.
this is why... I'm not. Despite everything that's happened tonight,
there's a lot that's happened tonight.
I've not got much of a sweet tooth. I don't really like desserts, really.
Keep talking, Ian.
I'm more.
Edinburgh is full of fucking twats.
All right. I once went to Fat Duck, what, the Heston Blumenthal restaurant, Fat Duck.
Fat Duck, yeah.
And it was a dessert. Hey, I'm earning. Well, I'm not earning. My wife's earning. And there was a dessert. It was a pillow that floated. It was floating.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
I know this is a dream restaurant, but this is just something that happened.
No, this
in a
actually
dream,
happened.
Right?
There was a pillow floating, and the dessert was on the floating pillow.
Right. Mm. What was it?
All I remember is it said on the plate, "Don't touch the pillow." And this is my wife knows me. When they brought it over, my wife literally leant in and went, "Don't touch that pillow," because she knew I was having that pillow. Anyway, I don't remember what it was, what was on it. I don't remember anything. I just remember the floating pillow. I don't remember what dessert was on it. I was just so taken aback by the pillow. So basically, the point I'm trying to make is I want the floating pillow, but I want a cheese board on it.
Our first live cheese board. Take a seat, Ian, and take your licks, my friend. This is not going to be nice.
This is the first one of the tour.
Yeah.
And I wish it wasn't a word that is a sign of affection here, but you're a cunt, mate.
James, but he's having it on a floating pillow.
Mm-hmm. I did hear that he was having it on a floating pillow because he can't remember the dessert that was on it originally, which is even worse. But there was a lovely dessert on that floating pillow. You can't even remember it. And you're about to put a shitty cheese board on it.
Ian, what sort of cheeses would you like on the floating pillow?
Like the sort of... the most... just the most savoury ones.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Good choice, yeah.
Probably more cracker than cheese, really.
All right, fuck off, mate.
No, I'm joking. I do like a cheddar.
Like a mature cheddar.
Just a really mature.
Yeah.
I'd like a Stilton.
Yeah.
And then I'm out of cheeses now.
Doesn't even know cheeses. He's on the cheese board. He knows the main two
Emmerdale,
that everyone knows.
Whatever it's called, Emmerdale. I'll have Emmerdale.
What is it? Emmerdale.
Emmerdale.
He wants Emmerdale, James.
Mango. What's it called? Manjengo.
Manjengo, yeah. He wants Emmerdale. He wants Manjengo.
Stilton. Cheddar.
Stilton, cheddar, Emmerdale, Manjengo.
Manjengo.
What else do you want?
I'll have a baby bell. Fuck it. Baby bell.
I knew we'd end up with baby bell.
It's a lovely cheese board. Emmerdale and Manjengo.
Even you would not like Manjengo.
I would like Manjengo.
Not
I
even like Manjengo. Fuck me.
Beautiful Spanish cheese, Manjengo.
Absolutely. It's always offensive when someone chooses a cheese board. But when you can't even name more than two cheeses.
I named like five then.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. I've got newsflash.
James,
you didn't.
He named five cheeses.
Five. Two cheeses, a soap opera, a made-up word.
You know what I meant.
And then a processed plasticky cheese that everyone yes. knows.
What else do you want? Any other cheeses?
What ones do I like? Blue.
Don't shout out cheeses for him now.
Blue.
Hey, Brie! Oh, Brie! I love Brie.
And also blue, you said, so you want Stilton and blue, which is nice.
Blue. Veiny. What's the veiny one?
Fucking Smurf's dick. What's blue and veiny?
What's blue and veiny?
Oh,
yeah.
What's the meaty looking one? It's sort of, it's long and it's smoky and it looks like a sausage.
Smurf's dick.
You keep saying it, we'll keep saying it. You keep setting us up for it.
Do you know the one?
Jesus fucking
smoke. The ones you get in supermarkets when you can buy five cheeses for a pound, the little smoke one. Yeah. I like that one.
I love that.
Sterling, you used to like host kids TV.
Yeah.
If those kids knew that you were a cheese board motherfucker, they wouldn't have watched any of that shit. I bet Hacker wouldn't choose a cheese board. Hacker the dog, the OG.
Yeah.
We're just innocent men.
Yeah. How do you feel that Hacker's done his best work since you've left?
Well, I mean...
That is true.
It is mad that he's sort of carried on and become a sort of stalwart of the BBC. I'm sort of like the... What's the... Robbie from EastEnders. What's the... He got chucked out of EastEnders and he's... Wallard. What's the dog from EastEnders?
Wallard
carried on. I'm like Robbie from EastEnders. Or whatever his name is.
Dean Gaffney.
Dean Gaffney.
I don't know. Fucking hell, I better luck getting your name a cheese.
We've gone past an hour and 20 now, so Ian's forgotten all words.
I've forgotten everything.
James, do you want something to cheer you up?
Yeah, I would like something to cheer me up after that. Absolutely.
I'll have a Dairy League Dunker. I'll have one of them as well.
Thank you very
much. Fuck me, man. Now he's gone, you're lucky I'm not beating the shit out of you. Oh, it's another pot.
Got a little message on the screen there. But to end the show, before we do Ian's menu, we have received a deep-fried Mars bar.
Yeah, boy! I want it. Can I film you eating it?
You can. I mean, I'm not sure where my blood glucose level's sitting now.
I'll do it all if you... Oh,
there are two.
There's two of them.
Yeah, good. Boys, can I film you doing it?
I was genuinely gutted if I wasn't going to get a full one.
I need to film you.
You can film us doing it, Ian. But I would. Is there not a little bit of Manjengo for me?
Let me see it.
Don't even joke, Ed. It's not funny.
There's bits of paper stuck to mine.
I've not got bits of paper to mine.
There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
There's absolutely no structural integrity to that whatsoever.
Lady in the Trumpet, you wish you fucking perf. It's delicious. I absolutely love this.
Yours is more full. Look at mine. Mine's baggy.
Oh, yeah, Ed's got a bad one. It's covered in paper and there's got no insides.
Mm. That's the problem with deep-fried chocolate, though. People sort of go, oh, and they think it's going to be wild, and then they eat it, and it's just really nice.
That's right.
Can I read what I just said there?
What?
Your team just wrote on the screen, stop talking and do the fucking menu.
Our team.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Our team did that.
Benito.
Yeah, sorry, it was Benito.
I'm sorry, team. But you just sent out some molten caramel for me to eat. I don't know what else I'm meant to do here. Ian, I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
James's eyes have glazed over.
I've never read a menu with a full boner before.
Don't forget all 15 chocolate bars as well, please.
Water, pass. Problems of bread, keema naan from Mother India with chicken pakora blended dip. Starter, cheesy truffle risotto from S. Patty.
Oh, nice to have cheese.
Main course, spaghetti bolognese with an offensive amount of pasta cooked by his mum. Side dish, haggis bonbons from Angels and Bagpipes. Drink, a Guinness from the Harbour Bar in Dublin, in Bray.
In Bray, yeah.
Dessert, never mind.
The off-menu menu of Ian Sterling!
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Glasgow. You've been absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much for coming.
Once more,
lovely.
Ian Sterling.
Ian Sterling's here.
Thank you very much. Good night. There we are. Brilliant episode with Ian. Thank you so much for coming to do it, Ian. And he is on tour now doing his stand-up show, Relevant. Go to iandoesjokes.com. That's Ian, one of the crazy Ians with an extra I, for tickets. I'll just say iandoesjokes.com for tickets.
Yeah, the true fans know how to spell Ian Sterling.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast is coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.